From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Joanna James. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
I was born a Kentucky gal, and I'll die Kentucky.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Brad Becker, we welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 604th live performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are so pleased to present a program of great live music with Joanna James. Their music has been described as a blend of swinggrass and folkloric soul, infused with a contemporary mountain feel. Few artists are more aware of their journey through the Appalachia and Kentucky music landscape than Joanna James. Their Appalachian flavored vocals and new-fashioned heartfelt lyrics create an adept arrangement of songs that are quickly gaining this dynamic duo great traction in the Kentucky music scene. Please welcome, we are Kentucky proud of them, Joanna James to the Red Barn stage.
The view on the gorges, the Thank you so much.
Now here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to talk with Joanna James.
Thank you, Renee. Welcome, folks.
Thank you.
So glad to be here.
Joanna, I would love to hear you talk a little bit about your roots before, even back before you were singing with the Appalachian Troubadours. Was it West Liberty where you were growing
West
up as a little
Liberty,
kid?
I was born and raised, and I just live outside of West Liberty there, so I didn't go far. Stayed close to home. So I started singing when I was in the fifth grade. My fifth grade teacher really encouraged me to perform, and I was in a 4-H talent show. So from then on, I was in talent shows, a few little venues before I got into the Appalachian Troubadours. I started Appalachian Troubadours when I was in seventh grade. Was around 12 that age.
How big a troupe was that?
Actually, we have six vocalists now in the group. At the time, there was around 10 or 12 of us. So, you know, some of them got older or moved away. So just kind of in and out. It's more or less a vocal group of vocalists, and we sang at state parks for a long time, festivals, venues like of that sort.
So. And who started that?
Richard Jett. Yeah, the late great Richard Jett. He was the mayor in Wolf County for many years, also the superintendent. He was also a teacher at one time. He had a dream, always had a dream to be on the Grand Ole Opry. He would listen to the Opry on the radio at night underneath the covers, and he would dream of being on stage, but he realized that he wasn't able to sing or play music, so he decided to use that passion to help kids who could. So he started the group Appalachian Troubadours. So
all right.
I was honored to be a part of that.
How extensive was the traveling that the Troubadours did then?
We did a couple of out-of-state venues, but it was more localized inside of Kentucky. A lot of state parks, western, northern Kentucky, things of that sort. So yeah. We didn't really go out of the state much, which, you know, was fine with us. As a young child, that was a big thing, getting to perform, you know, all around the state of Kentucky for, you know, audiences. We always had a great audience because of tourism at the state park, so it was a lot of fun.
Right. And you were promoted then by Kentucky Tourism?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah. They promoted us. The state parks promoted us, you know, for the tourists at each event that we were at. And Richard promoted us as well. So,
how long of a set did you do?
Gosh, sometimes we did a three-hour set. You know, we had all kinds of music, and there were like 10 of us, so we could go a while. But we usually try to do around an hour to an hour and a half. But we could pull off quite a long show if we needed to.
Was it just vocal? Did you have instrumentation behind you?
It was just vocals mostly. There was a couple of artists that played their own thing, but mostly it was just vocal. Vocalists, so.
Hey, Kentucky. You stole my heart. Hey, Kentucky. Child living in the hills, I'd run through the creek beds, listen to whippoorwills. Now that I've grown up, nothing has ever changed. I may be older now, but my love's still the same. Hey, Kentucky, you stole my heart. You stole my heart, Kentucky. We'll never. Changed. I may be older now, but my love's still the same.
I travel near and far, but the bluegrass is my home. It's where I live and die, no matter where I roam. Hey, Kentucky, you stole my heart. You stole my heart, Kentucky. We'll never part. Hey, Kentucky,
point in your young adulthood did you start to feel like, hey, this has been fun,
but I want to do something.
Yeah, you want to do some more things.
I actually, when I was in high school, had another album that I co-wrote a song on and wrote a song. So I have an original and then one that I co-wrote. So that was in high school that I'd already decided, you know, I wanted to do more, venture out instead of singing other people's songs. Not that there's anything against that, because there's some awesome songs out there, but yeah. Just want to do more, you know, I wanted to be more creative, I suppose. So I started back when I was in high school, and you know how life is, roller coasters up and down, in and out, and it was a few years before I decided to really pursue that songwriting thing again. I had been looking to collaborate with someone for a while before I met James, so it just kind of worked out. And I'd already wrote several songs before we had met, and he had as well, so it just kind of worked out.
Well, you said it was a fifth grade teacher who got you excited about singing, or sort of convinced you that you had something to bring to the table there. Was there someone similarly who helped you with your writing?
Not really my writing, but my singing ability, I guess. My aunt, she is no longer with us, but she was very supportive and passionate about my singing. She would talk to my mom all the time, you need to put her in things, you need to get her out there. So I would definitely have to say it would probably be my aunt Connie, who pushed me to do more. And you know, I could tell she's support means everything. You know, you can sing all you want to, but if you don't have somebody behind you saying, hey, that's awesome, then maybe you start thinking, is it really that great?
Yeah,
she was definitely the start.
Was she a singer too?
She did sing in church.
You start singing in church. So even before you were doing the Appalachian Troupe, were you in church?
Yes, I was singing in
church.
I think that's where most people start, is in church. So
yeah,
not that that's a bad thing. That's a great place to start. So.
Well, that's where most people start who live in this region.
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the red bird ramble? It's a thing in the blue grass. If you're feeling lucky, then take a gamble. You can slide, you can swing and romance. Woo. It's so easy to do, just fall into the melody as you move to the groove. Harmony. You should try the red bird ramble. Just let the music take you away. It isn't fun if it's not a gamble. Feel the buzz, the spark as you sway. Hey, it's so easy. Fall into the melody as you move to the groove in perfect harmony.
Let's give a big round of applause to our wonderful dancers. Woo!
much more. So much more.
Let's move forward then to when and how you met James. How did that come about?
Okay.
Usually explains it better.
Why don't you tell your side of the story, and then we'll let her give us the thumbs up or thumbs down.
Well, I had been looking for someone to collaborate with in writing music, specifically a female vocalist, for several years. Just very frustrated, not really finding anyone. It seemed like that amounted to anything. So I just, on a whim, I just thought, you know, there's Google, so why don't I just do a Google search? Just typed in female vocalist looking for guitarist.
Those must have been in the early days of Google, before you would get 10 billion hits on something like that.
Nothing to do with music.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it must have been meant to be. I don't know. But the first thing that came up, really the only thing that came up, I think, if I recall correctly, was
my ad on Craigslist.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. You usually meet serial killers on there, but.
Yeah, and bad roofers,
yeah,
as well. Yeah.
Well, I really didn't know anything about Craigslist, I don't think. I mean, maybe I saw a documentary of some Craigslist killer.
Of some poor girl that was found in a lake somewhere.
I realized that was a common occurrence, I guess. So I responded, and Joanna responded back, and I thought, well, I think I asked her, why don't I just send you some examples of me playing, so that you'll know I can play, which I did.
I think you had probably already heard me sing.
Yeah, I went to your, that's right, to her, yeah. Her page.
Yeah, so I didn't have to send him anything, so James will attest that I'm just a tad OCD, and so.
What does this mean?
What does it mean, James?
Obsessive compulsive disorder.
Yes, I'm familiar with
OCD.
The acronym.
About to run through the symptom list.
But not necessary. When you put up your Craigslist ad, what did you have in mind?
Well, I was looking for someone who wasn't creepy. That's always a plus. And
good start.
I really like finger picking guitar. Mm. So, you know, I mean, I like, rhythm is great, but finger picking is, you know, my thing. That's what I like. So I was really looking for someone who is really fluent in guitar. And I actually don't play, but I feel like I know what I prefer or what sounds good. And when I heard James play, I'm like, let's try to do something together and see what happens. Write something and, you know, go from there. So I really liked his guitar playing. I'm sure you guys will agree he is awesome.
I think I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
We went down to the Red River where it's deep and wide. There my life changed forever. When my lover died, no one knows why he took that leap. It's one secret the gorge will always keep. They searched forever, but nothing was ever found. No one knows why he took that leap. It's one secret the gorge will always keep. Oh, such a tragedy for love to
Now I have blood on my hands. Left him there in the gorge forever. One push, bad romance. No one knows why he took that leap. It's one secret the gorge will always keep. Yes, the gorge will always keep the secret safe for me.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Joanna James, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.